Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move, the Meghalaya Cabinet has approved an ordinance granting Khasi and Garo languages full official language status alongside English in the state, marking the first formal legislative step toward this recognition. First, what makes this significant is that both Khasi and Garo are listed in the 8th schedule of the Constitution, with the exception that Garo is not currently included, but rather Khasi is. The move addresses demands from tribal communities who argue that while Khasi and Garo are the dominant mother tongues of Meghalaya's population, governance, courts, and administration remain functionally English only. Building on this, it is worth pausing here to note that Meghalaya, literally, a board of clouds, was carved out of Assam in 1972 specifically to accommodate the aspirations of three Mongoloid tribal groups, the Khasi, the Garo, and the Jantia. Khasi is notable as an Austroasiatic language, a family that includes Vietnamese, Khmer, and Santali, making it linguistically unrelated to most other Northeast Indian languages. Garo belongs to the Tibeto-Burman family, related to Tibetan, Burmese, Bodo, and Mizo. Both communities are matrilineal, a distinctive social characteristic where property and lineage pass through the mother. Crucially, before this ordinance, English was the official language, inherited from colonial administration, with no regional official languages formally designated. The medium of instruction in government schools was English, with Khasi and Garo as subjects. Courts and government orders and proceedings were also conducted in English. The result was that the dominant mother tongues of the state had no formal administrative recognition despite constitutional provisions supporting such recognition. Now let us turn to the historical context of the 8th schedule, which lists 22 languages that receive special recognition and are included in the Official Languages Commission's purview. Note this carefully, Garo is not currently in the 8th schedule, only Khasi is listed. Garo-speaking communities have demanded its inclusion. The Meghalaya Ordinance grants Garo state-level official status, but 8th schedule inclusion requires a constitutional amendment by Parliament. It is worth noting that adding a language to the 8th schedule requires a constitutional amendment, which needs a minimum 2/3 majority in Parliament. The last additions were in 2003, through the 92nd Constitutional Amendment, when Bodo, Dogri, Mathili, and Santali were added. Now, let us look at the constitutional provisions on language rights. Articles 29 and 30 protect linguistic minorities, groups whose mother tongue is not the majority language of a state. Article 345 is the key provision, as it explicitly allows states to adopt their own languages for official purposes, which is what Meghalaya's ordinance invokes. Article 347 also plays a role, as it allows the president to direct recognition on demand by a substantial population. And here is something that surprises many students: Northeast India's language policy complexity is marked by the three-language formula, recommended by the Kothari Commission in 1964-66. This formula requires students to learn a regional language, Hindi in non-Hindi states, and English or another modern Indian language. In practice, Meghalaya students often learn English, Hindi, and either Khasi or Garo, but official government functions remain English-dominated. Moving on to what this means for governance, access to justice is a significant issue, as courts conducting proceedings in English exclude most tribal citizens who are more comfortable in Khasi or Garo. Government scheme delivery is also impacted, as forms, applications, and orders in English create barriers for rural populations. Cultural preservation is another concern, as without institutional support, oral tradition languages face decline. Political representation is also affected, as arguments in the legislative assembly in English disadvantage members from rural or tribal constituencies. Now, let us turn to the broader context of linguistic families in India. India has four major language families, and Khasi's Austroasiatic identity makes it particularly significant, as it is one of the few Austroasiatic languages to have a written script and literary tradition. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Meghalaya state was formed on 21st January 1972, carved from Assam for the Khasi, Jaintia, and Garo tribal communities. The Khasi language belongs to the Austroasiatic family, specifically the Munda branch, and is related to Santali. It is included in the 8th schedule. The Garo language belongs to the Tibeto-Burman family, related to Bodo and Mizo, but is not yet included in the 8th schedule. Both communities are matrilineal, meaning property and lineage passed through the mother. The 8th schedule lists 22 languages, with Khasi included, and the last addition to the 8th schedule was in 2003 through the 92nd Constitutional Amendment, which added Bodo, Dogri, Maithili, and Santali. Article 345 states that states may adopt any language for official use, and Article 347 allows the president to direct recognition on demand by a substantial population. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is significant for understanding the complexities of language rights and governance in India, particularly in the context of tribal communities and their aspirations. In conclusion, the recognition of Khasi and Garo as official languages in Meghalaya marks an important step towards addressing the linguistic and cultural needs of the state's tribal communities and has broader implications for India's language rights framework and federal governance.